has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the March 26th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, the quarter will end on Monday. Can you believe that? The first quarter of 2014. I can remember just talking about the changing of the calendar not too long ago. And now the quarter will come to an end. The companies will count the beans and they'll be reporting earnings in about three, four weeks from now. Well, let's see how we're doing today. Not too bad. In fact, you know, the chart of the S&P 500 looks downright good right now, despite all of the market volatility lately. The S&P 500 is up 5 points right now. That thing is at 1871. And to be honest here, it's on the verge of breaking out as I look at a chart of the S&P 500. Let me bring that up one more time here and take a quick look. S&P 500, yeah, we need to get through 1883 to be off to the races again. And we're headed in that direction right now. Well, let's see what else we have. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 42 points right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 16,409. Actually, it's up 56 right now. We've got the NASDAQ rebounding somewhat here. The NASDAQ is up 17 points at 4,252. We've got gold sitting chilly, not moving anywhere. It's flat. It's at 1,311. Crude oil, boy, has it been volatile. It's down to $93. Wasn't it just over 100? Hard to predict commodity prices, isn't it? The euro's at 1.38. Where's that 10-year? I'm not getting a quote on the 10-year right now, but when I get one, I will report to you. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, couple of things on my mind this morning. There's a new IPO this week. Cotton Candy, is that it? Or Candy Crush? Candy Crush, that's it. Sounds like a jazz singer. And now let's listen to Candy Crush sing the blues. Well, it looks like investors in the IPO are singing the blues right now. Which brings up the question, and it's a question that in my 19 years of radio and communicating with the investment community and doing workshops, I would say one of the most common questions that I get asked is, what do you think of such and such IPO that's coming up a month from now, or 2 months from now, or 3 months from now, or next week? And my answer has pretty much been the same over the years. Look, if you can get in on the offering price, which you usually have to be like a top client at a top firm of one of the underwriters of the IPO, then why not? Go for it. Get those shares. Hope for the big pop at the open. And try to get shares that aren't restricted that you can sell that day for that big pop. Otherwise, if you're getting the IPO on the secondary market, which is what 99% of the people and individual investors out there have available to them, then I avoid IPOs personally like the plague. Because now you're buying a stock that was more than likely already priced at the top of the range. I mean, these guys want to get all they can out of the IPO. They want to bring it public, not at a bargain basement price. They want to bring it public at the highest price they possibly think the market will accept. And that's what they do. Now, if you think about it for a minute, my system, Best Stocks Now Research, relies on three things. It relies on performance and track record. And I require at least a minimum of 1 year track record. I want to see you publicly trade for a year. I want to see you report four quarters in a row, and I want to see how you do, what kind of start you get as a CEO of a company, publicly traded company, who has a number one goal, I would think, of returning returns to the shareholders. It's like bringing in a new general manager or a new manager of a baseball team. You can't really judge the guy after 1 week. You can't really judge. Give him a full season. Same as a rookie player. When Puig came up with the Dodgers last year, the first 3 weeks looked like he was going to break all of the records in the record books. Ty Cobb, Barry Bonds, Pete Rose, Joe DiMaggio. He's going to crush every single record. And they'll probably make him a pitcher at some point, and he'll be a 20-game winner with a ERA under one. And then he started coming back down to earth. And boy, did he start coming back down to earth. And I feel the same way about an IPO. Let's give it a year, okay? The second part of my equation for performance investing, or for Best Stocks Now investing, is performance. Is valuation. We just went over performance. We want good performance. An IPO has no performance. It's an unproven commodity. It's a rookie being brought up from AAA. After a year, then maybe I can judge the performance. Secondly, valuation. I want a stock that is undervalued, that makes sense from a valuation point of view. You know, when an IPO comes out, there aren't any analyst estimates. There's really no financial metrics. You'd have to dig deep into all of that legal language to find out what the price to sales ratio, what the price to earnings ratio, what the price to cash flow is, what the price to book value, what the balance sheet looks like, if there's a profit margin or any profits at all. Very difficult to put a valuation on an IPO. Now, after it's public for a little while, the analyst, the guys back there, the number crunchers at the big wirehouse firms will start digging into the company's books and into the footnotes. Boy, I hate reading footnotes. And they'll start to figure out what kind of valuation is being placed on these shares. I think Twitter had a real valuation coming to God type moment when they looked in the books at the valuation of Twitter, and you've seen the stock basically fall ever since. Twitter was too highly valued when it came out, obviously. And the third part of Best Stocks Now investing is a stock chart. Is it in an uptrend? Is it in a downtrend? Is it in a sideways trend? Well, an IPO has one dot on the screen. We can't even connect the dots. You can't connect one dot. We at least need two dots, and preferably we need a year's worth of dots to see what kind of trend the stock is drawing out. So while on the one hand, you know, IPOs are kind of sexy and glamorous, it's the unknown. It's that guy down in AAA that's batting 336 with 12 home runs to start the season. But can he hit major league pitching? Well, nobody really knows. But there's always that prospect that he's going to be the next Babe Ruth. We haven't seen one of those come along for quite some time. And I feel the same way about IPOs. Now, again, I'm talking about buying IPOs on the secondary market after they come public. I suppose if you can get an IPO from your broker, find out what companies are coming public in the next several weeks, call your broker and say, can I get in on this IPO? See what they say. Maybe they have some Facebook IPO shares for their best clients. Maybe they have some GoPro camera shares for their best clients. Maybe Dropbox, when they eventually go public, they have some shares stuck down in the drawer. You just don't know. Doesn't hurt to ask. But the average person has very little access to IPOs. Instead, you get them on the secondary market. And are they an unknown commodity? You know, I'm a guy that likes to push the probabilities and the odds my way. to favor my way of investing. And if I can't determine a track record of a company, and if I can't determine a valuation of a company, and if there's no stock chart of the company, I'm going solely on the story. And I found over time that going solely on the story is not a good way to invest. For that reason, I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives me performance, you can't hide from it, gives me value, you can't hide from it, and the stock charts are out there, they're available. In my opinion, this increases my probabilities. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? I think maybe all the volatility has kind of blown through the market. And here's the reason why I think that. Question. Do you think the market overdid Yellen's 6 months comments, number one? And number two, do you think that the drug, pharmaceutical, biotech sector overdid Henry Waxman's comments on Friday? Well, here's my opinion. And I've done some research on both matters. Let's begin with Yellen. You know what? Those interest rates are out there, but they've always been out there. That interest rate hike has been looming now for some time, even though Bernanke used the word indefinite. Indefinite, you know, easy monetary policy. And Yellen finally give a little bit more definition and a little bit more finite term to indefinite. It's no longer indefinite. It's looming out there. But it's still somewhere in 2015, maybe a year from now, maybe 18 months from now, the Fed in one of their meetings says, we're raising interest rates by a quarter of a point. Is that really a game changer at that point in time? Well, the market's been digesting it. The market didn't like it. It upset the market. It gave the market a severe case of heartburn. A little bit of Prilosec it's taking right now, trying to digest all of this. But nothing really changed. I mean, those interest rate hikes were always looming out there. But it's like I said, it's something you don't want to bring to the front of your mind. It's like something you want to keep in the back of your mind. It's like turning 50 or turning 40 or turning 60 or turning 70. You know it's coming. But until that day comes, you know, really don't want to think about it all that much. Kind of like the interest rate hikes. So I really don't think it changed things that much. But I have seen a migration from growth stocks to value stocks, from high PE stocks to low PE stocks. But I've also seen some former high PE stocks now become low PE stocks, and I'm going to have an example of that here in a moment. The second question I ask is, did the Fed or did the market overdo Waxman's comments about wanting Gilead Sciences to justify the price of $90,000 for a treatment of hepatitis C, a cure for hepatitis C? My answer to that question is absolutely it did. And here's why I think that. I called Gilead Sciences yesterday. I invited them on the show, which they declined, which is fine. They're too big for me, you know. They are a, what, $113 billion company. Man, some scientists got rich up there in Foster City. But I asked him, I said, what do you think? Do you think Waxman has singled you out? Do you think he's out of line, any of this? The answer was no. This is just absolutely normal procedure. We go through this all the time with our drug releases. The bottom line is this. Gilead Sciences' release of this drug is going to be the biggest blockbuster drug in the history of mankind. It's going to be a $1.5 billion drug release. And I don't think Congress is going to have much to do with how much is eventually charged for the drug. The current drug charges $70,000 for a treatment that's 55% effective. And there's all kinds of bad side effects, and it takes twice as long as Gilead's drug. Gilead's drug is 90 to 100% effective. It takes half the time, and there's no side effects. Oh, I'm sure there's some, but not the flu-like symptoms that go along with the competitor's drug. Now, let's take a look at Gilead, first from a valuation point of view. Gilead is now trading at 12.8 times forward earnings. And they have a cure for hepatitis C and they have a leading AIDS drug. Gilead is expected to grow those earnings by 36% per year over the next 5 years. is trading at one-third of its growth rate, which shows up in the PEG ratio of 0.36. This has now become a value stock. And the market seems to now be more in love with low PE stocks than those dastardly high PE stocks, which they've sold off viciously. And Gilead now fits the low PE mantra. Okay? Now, if Gilead can grow those earnings, which next year are pegged at $5.69, if they can grow those earnings by 36% per year over the next 5 years, do the math yourself. Begin with $5.69 in year one. Add 36%. Do that 4 years in a row. Five-year average growth rate, 36% per year. See what number you come up with. And then apply an appropriate multiple for a blockbuster company like Gilead. Take a look at other drug companies, at what kind of multiples they trade at. You can look at Bristol Myers, you can look at Pfizer, you can look at Biogen, you can look at any number of drug companies and see what their PE multiple history has been, and apply your own multiple to Gilead and see what you come up with. I come up with a $150 target price on this stock 5 years from now, and it's currently trading at $74.42. Meaning it's back in half price territory in my book. Now let's look, which gives it, by the way, a value grade of A+. Let's next look at the performance of this stock over the years. Over the last 10 years, this blockbuster drug company out of the Bay Area has delivered 27% per year to investors. The market's delivered 5%. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 27% per year. Over the last 3 years, 51% per year, which is more than quadruple what the market has returned. And over the last 12 months, Gilead has delivered 62%, while the market's delivered 20%. It's tripled the returns of the market. Very few stocks in my app get an A+ performance grade. Gilead does. It does get a D+ momentum grade, however. The performance grade is longer term. The momentum grade is recently. The stock has been under pressure recently because of Henry Waxman's comments and controversies surrounding this drug. In the end, I believe the drug is going to be very expensive. It's going to be in high demand. It's going to blow away the competitor's drug, and I believe that Gilead will continue with their blockbuster lab that they have to continue to hopefully come up with more drugs in the future. I believe that Gilead is a fantastic buy. I might want to see a little better stock chart here, but I think the biotechs way overdid it on the downside. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been, more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered some territory here so far. We talked about IPO investing. Candy Cotton. What is it? Candy Crush. You know, all these exciting IPOs that come along from time to time. And I say this, if you can get in on the initial public offering, all right, not the second, not after it comes public. Even though I think Candy Crush, you'd be buying it at a discount to where it came public. But generally speaking, an IPO opens up higher than its offering price. And those that got in at the offering price, which is very difficult to do. But if you can do it, more power to you, okay? But if you can't do it, IPOs lack the three things that I use, that I require, that I need to determine whether a stock is the best stock now or not. I need to know track record and performance. An IPO lacks that. I need to know valuation. An IPO lacks that. And I need to see a stock chart. An IPO doesn't have one. It's just a dot on a screen. I can't even connect two dots. When you can't connect two dots, you're lost. You're shooting in the dark. So I personally avoid IPOs. And I give that answer to almost everybody who asks me, what do you think of this IPO coming up? That's my answer. And it's a question I get asked a lot during my 20 years on radio and TV. Number two, did the market overreact to Janet Yellen's 6 months comments? Yes. And in fact, the S&P 500 chart is shaping up once again. We need to make some progress. We've had too many starts and too many stops so far this year. It's been frustrating, but I'm convinced that eventually some trends will develop here and we'll be able to make some decent money. But it has been a frustrating quarter, I think, for everybody. I don't think really anybody. When you take a look at the sectors, when you take a look at the countries around the world, when you take a look at the asset classes, really, the only people that have made money this year are people that are invested in the U.S. long bond. They're up about 5% this year. But look how much they lost last year. And is this rally in the U.S. long bond really sustainable? Are interest rates really headed down? I have a hard time believing that. And people that bought a little gold on the recent bounce here recently are ahead this year. But is that rally sustainable? It doesn't sound like Yellen's going to keep priming the pump. That's not good for gold. So really and truly, there's been nowhere at all to make money in this. Believe me, I've tried. But I'm starting to see some encouraging signs here. I do think that the market overreacted to Yellen's 6 months comment, and I think that's going to create some opportunity here. Secondly, I think that the market overreacted to Waxman's saber-rattling against the biotech stocks. And I believe that that's created some opportunity amongst the pharmaceuticals, amongst the biotechs. And as of today, the biotech sector, the pharmaceutical sector, and the banking sector, the new kid on the block, are the leading sectors in the market. And I think that's still the most promising, the most fertile area to pan for gold. And we continue to pan for gold every single day. I'm itching to write another research report on a company. I'm circling. And eventually I'm going to zero in and spot one that I really like. I'm going to come to a point like a Brittany Spaniel. I don't know if I'll put my paw in the air or not. And we're going to write up a nice research report on a new stock that I found. And we're looking. And we're looking. And I did buy a stock yesterday. I am so generous, may I say so myself, and I'm humble. I'm going to tell you a stock that I bought yesterday. You know, I like a recurring revenue model. I would rather see somebody rent a chainsaw to someone than sell a chainsaw to someone. That's why I like United Rentals, which I've written up, talked about in the past. But I'm going to talk about another company that I have never talked about, that I now own at Gunderson Capital Management, that's in the same business. They lease equipment. Only they lease big cement trucks and heavy cranes and all this stuff that you get behind. Seems like every time I get on the freeway to go somewhere, I get behind like a house mover. And I can't get over in the next lane. And for 30 miles, I'm behind this wide load house mover. Got a house moving up the Interstate 5 to LA. How did I get behind this mess? Or a big heavy crane with that hook that's dangling. You wonder if that hook is tied on or not. It just smashed my little car. H&E Equipment Services, not a sexy stock at all, but they provide heavy construction and specialized industrial equipment leasing nationwide via 69 full-service facilities. Did I say I like a recurring revenue model? I would rather lease that big crane to somebody than sell it to them. Because selling it to them is a one-time deal. Profit margins are thin. Got to pay the salesman his commission. And when everything is said and done, there's not much left over. But when I can lease that thing over and over and over and keep it maintained a little bit, I can make more money on that crane or on that cement truck or whatever else kind of equipment. I'm going to go on their website and see what I can lease. Do a little work on my backyard this weekend, maybe with a big driller or something, you know, that drills for water wells. I don't think that would go over too big in downtown San Diego. H&E Equipment is a $1.3 billion small cap U.S. company. I like that. We still like small caps. In fact, I'm going to have Nick Varney on in the coming week. He bet $25,000 that small cap stocks will beat Warren Buffett over the next 10 years. I would agree with him. I wouldn't go against him on that bet, but I want to get him on the air. Very provocative article yesterday on MarketWatch. H&E Equipment is headquartered in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the home of heavy equipment. I bet there's get on the freeway in Baton Rouge, you're almost bound to get behind an oil truck or something, pumper or a driller. Asphalt, that's another one you don't want to get behind is a truck pulling tar, asphalt, and you got to put your car on recycle so you're not breathing in that stuff. Anyways, H&E Equipment has been a top performer over the years. I like stocks that perform well, just like I like baseball players that perform well. Over the last 5 years, HEES has delivered 56% per year to investors. The market's delivered 18. It's tripled the returns of the market. You know, I don't mind getting behind an HEE crane if I'm a shareholder in the stock on the freeway. Over the last 3 years, HEE has quadrupled the returns of the market. 48% per year while the market's delivered 12. And over the last 12 months, the stock's up 90%. I know what you're saying. Gunderson, why didn't you tell me about this stock several years ago before it turned in all of this performance? Well, I'm telling you about it now. Because valuation, while performance looks backwards, valuation looks to the future. And I still think that the stock is a decent value here. It's currently trading at a forward PE of 18, which is a little bitty discount to the market, but this has been a superior performer over the last 1, 3, and 5 years. It deserves a premium multiple, and yet it's trading at about a market multiple. It's expected to grow by 15% per year over the next 5 years. It's trading at a slight premium to its growth rate. 18 is a little higher than 15. When we divide those numbers into one another, we get a PEG ratio of 1.2. But when I take those earnings estimates at $2.12 next year, carry them out over the next 5 years at 15% a year, apply a multiple to a company that leases and rents heavy equipment, I come up with almost a $70 price target on a stock that's currently trading at $38.91. It passes my value test. It passes my performance test. Lastly is that visual check. If this were an IPO, I would see one dot on the screen. But actually, in HEES's case, I can see 10 years worth of dots on the screen. I'm most interested, however, in the most recent 12 months. That's what I look at, a one-year stock chart. Is this thing in a sideways, boring trend going nowhere? Like me on the freeway behind a house mover? No. It's in a nice, healthy uptrend at or near new highs. It passes all three of my tests. Out of 3,834 stocks, it comes in at number 27, and it's a new member of my aggressive growth portfolio here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second or the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to talk a little bit in this final segment about growth versus value and what's the difference and why sometimes during the market growth investing is in favor and at other times value investing is in favor. I think simply put, growth investing involves higher PE, higher multiple companies that are trading at superior growth rates to the rest of the market. While value investing is buying lower PE stocks that aren't growing as fast, but they're at the lower echelon of the valuation scale. Whether you look at price to book value, price to sales ratio, price to cash flow, price to earnings, dividend yield, all of these are valuation considerations. Now, the market over the last couple of years has favored growth investing, which is natural, which is normal. Coming out of a recession, you eventually hit a growth phase, and the growth stocks, which were so badly beaten up, all of a sudden become desirable. And the mutual funds and the institutions, which make up about 70% of the trading in the market on a daily basis, they come flocking in chasing growth. And they'll bid those growth stocks up, paying high prices for that growth. And as long as they're running, they run. You saw that for 15 months. I still pay attention to value, but I also realize that during growth periods of the economy and during low interest rate periods of the economy, the market can support higher multiples. Now, when the economy starts to reach a little bit more mature phase of its growth cycle, which probably you could say we're in now, that's why Yellen is pulling in, reining in the stimulus, and has finally at least put something out there that I can now see on the horizon that I couldn't see before in the form of higher interest rates, the market will start to shift to value and lower PE stocks. And I've watched that over the last couple of weeks, or actually over the last week, really, since Yellen's comments. And I just give you a few examples. In fact, I tweeted several yesterday. Look at Western Digital right now, WDC. Which makes hard disk drives. Western Digital's been around forever. It's a commodity business. But Western Digital has a PE ratio of only 16 right now. And Western Digital has finally woken up out of a sideways funk and is breaking out today. It's a low PE stock. I could also look at its competitor, Seagate Technology. PE ratio of 11. I see that that stock broke out yesterday and it's following through a little bit today. So on the one hand, you have the growth stocks. Let me give you an example of a growth stock, high PE stock. Well, I sold Workday yesterday. Workday doesn't have a PE ratio, but we can look at a few other ratios. Let's just look at its price to sales real quickly here. WDAY, which was a high flyer during the growth phase and the high multiple phase of the market, but now we're reining in a little bit on these ratios. Workday trades at 36 times sales and 14 times book value. By contrast, Seagate Technology trades at just 1x sales. Let's compare those two again. Seagate Technologies trades at actually 1.2x sales. Okay, you understand what that is. If sales are $1 billion, then the market cap of the company is $1.2 billion. It's trading at 1.2x sales. Workday, on the other hand, is trading at 36x sales. Okay, a company could get away with this in a low PE or a low interest rate environment and in a market that favors the growth stocks. But now that that 6 month is out there, at least as a dot on the horizon, multiples are contracting for now, even though I think it's been a bit overdone. And the market is now moving a little bit more towards low PE multiple stocks. Why do you think that all of a sudden the regional banking sector has become the number one sector in the market? There's 60 sectors out there competing based on performance. All of a sudden, the regional banking sector, okay, I featured Wells Fargo yesterday. It has a PE ratio of 13. Let's just see what Salesforce's PE, another stock that I recently sold. Salesforce has a PE ratio of 162. So over here, on this side of the coin, you've got a PE ratio of 162. And now all of a sudden, there's a dot out there on the horizon that I can barely make out. That's called an interest rate hike coming from the Fed. And on the other hand, I've got a stock with a pretty decent track record that's trading at a multiple of 13. I think the market's going to start shifting away from growth investing towards value investing. And what does that mean for you as a 401k investor? Well, if you look at your 401k, and it'll probably be reflected in my 401k model portfolio this week, we'll see what I do with that. But I have been favoring growth investing. You should have made, if you listen to me, anywhere from 25 to 40% in your 401k last year in some of the growth funds and growth areas of the market. But you've probably got funds available to you that say value next to them. Small cap value, mid cap value, large cap value. I think going forward, that's an area that we need to really watch. And we need to really mine, and we need to really be vigilant looking for good values that have been left behind by the growth market. Companies like Western Digital and Seagate and several others that I tweeted about yesterday. I have my eyeballs on them. They're on my watch list. We're going to keep our eye out with a little bit of a bias towards low PE, switching away from the higher PE that we justified over the last 15 months. I am 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. To get my newsletter, pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.